Lacrosse fans are in heaven this weekend. You've got Johns Hopkins playing at home on Saturday against Hofstra in the first round of the NCAA lacrosse tournament. Maryland on the road the next day, Carolina. Let's bring in the head coach of Johns Hopkins lacrosse, one of the greatest players ever in the game, Dave Petromala. Hi, Petro.
How are you, pal?
I'm doing well. Well, how are those twins, man?
They're doing great. As you know, they grow like weeds, and they're doing awesome. Best part of my day.
Ed, when I first had Petro on, when he first had his twins are 5 years younger. Right, Petro? Your twins are seven now, is that correct?
They are. They are.
And my man was in a fog. I had him by 5 years. And I told him, I said, it only gets better. Was I right?
It's been unbelievable. As I said, I only wish I had more time to see them, especially this time of year. But it's been more than I could have ever imagined.
What about giving seven-year-old kids lacrosse sticks as weapons? Do you regret that yet?
Well, you know what? I can't take the blame for that. My wife gave them their first sticks, not me. I swore I wouldn't be that coach, so she's to blame if anyone is.
Dave Petromala joins us, the only man ever to play for a national championship team, did it with Hopkins in the 80s, and coach a national championship team, and he's done it twice with Johns Hopkins. He joins us on the show. You okay with being a number three seed in the tournament?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought we were treated more than fairly. You know, I thought our kids did a great job. And to be honest with you, after where we sat last year in that room, wondering if we'd even hear our name announced for the tournament, it's a much different position to be in and be the third seeded team. So yeah, we feel good about that.
Dave Petromala is our guest. Dave, what's it say about the state of lacrosse in Maryland now? It's just, you know, obviously there's always been a hotbed nationally. There's been the hotbed in the country, but only you and Maryland in the tournament. None of the other teams, no Loyola, Navy, Towson, et cetera, et cetera. What's going on?
Well, you know, I think things can be cyclical, you know, and I think the state of Maryland continues to be one of the hotbeds for lacrosse, especially at the collegiate level. You know, not long ago, UMBC, you know, was making a run at things, and Navy, you know, a couple years ago was, you know, not long ago was playing for a national championship. So things go in cycles, and, you know, the other thing to think about is the expectations around here for not just Hopkins, but all the programs are pretty high. So
yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong. I think things are just going in a cycle. There's a lot of quality teams out there, and I think those teams will be back on the upswing sooner than you think.
You know, it's been a rough week along those lines, Dave, for coaches around here and people that follow lacrosse and like these guys, two guys that I like very much, Tony Seaman and Richie Mead, lost their jobs. Just a thought on both guys resigning, although neither guy wanted to resign. Tony, after 7 years at Towson, you succeeded him at Hopkins, and Richie Mead after 17 years at Navy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, let's be honest. Those guys weren't resigning unless they were asked to resign. So, you know, it's important people understand that our sport's changed. You know, livelihoods have changed. The expectations have changed. And it's just, in my opinion, a shame. Within the last year, three coaches locally have been asked to step down. You've got Dave Cottle, who was a tremendous coach at Maryland and had a great year the year he was asked to step down. And, you know, that was baffling, you know, to start with. And then you got Richie Mead, who, if there's ever a guy that represents the Naval Academy and is what they're about, it's him. And then you have Tony Seaman, who a year ago is the CAA Coach of the Year. So we live in a world of, you know, what have you done for me lately? And lacrosse has just become another one of those sports. And it's unfortunate because they're all good men and all very, very talented coaches. So it's a sad day for lacrosse that guys like that are being asked to step down.
Hopkins lacrosse coach Dave Petromala is our guest. Dave, what has to happen for the Blue Jays to advance here, given your seating?
Well, you know, a lot. The team we're playing, I don't think people have given them enough respect. You know, they're 13-2. They've lost twice to the same team. A Delaware team that, you know, sometimes teams just have your number. But they are very, very talented, very well coached. You know, they're very senior laden, to be honest with you. They, I think, seven of their first 12 or 13 are seniors, where in return, ours are, we start six sophomores, two freshmen, and two seniors. So, number one, we're going to have to be very, very poised, and our senior leadership's going to have to be good. They're terrific at the face-off. Their kid Antonides is, I believe, 66%. So I think that's where it all starts, is at the faceoff X. You know, if you can win faceoffs and pick up the loose balls, you can control tempo, you can, you know, get your offense involved, you can, you know, hopefully dominate possessions. So that's, you know, that's number one. Last time we played them, to be really frank with you, they outworked us. And I think that's a big factor here. We need to want it more. We need to play harder than them. We need to play with greater energy and effort. And then, you know, lastly, at both ends of the field, in the defensive end, they are the number one ranked defense in the country. So we're going to have to, you know, penetrate a pretty stingy defense, and I don't think we can afford to just come take the first available shot. I think we're going to have to be patient and take the best one. And then offensively, you know, in their offense, they've got three senior attackmen who are just terrific. Two are from Canada. You know, they're awful skilled, so we're really going to have to, you know, we're going to have to do a good job of getting custody and finding those guys and not letting those guys dominate the scoring for Hofstra.
He's considered by many to be the greatest defensive player in the history of the game, three-time All-American, two-time Defensive Player of the Year, and one-time just flat-out Player of the Year at Hopkins in the 1980s. Dave Petromala joins us, the only guy to ever also not only win as a player but as a coach. So let's fast forward to Memorial Day weekend. What is the scene like here in Baltimore? The Final Four will be here again. I know you want to be playing.
Well, we would love to be playing, especially with it being in our hometown. And quite honestly, we haven't, you know, thought much about anything beyond Hofstra. But, you know, in regards to the Final Four, it's thrilling that it's back in Baltimore. It's a great venue, M&T Bank. We've had the privilege of playing there and winning there. You know, so for a college lacrosse player and a college lacrosse program, you know, the goal is to get there, and the environment is just electric. The fans, you know, flock to the stadium. The community really rallies behind it because lacrosse is a part of the fabric of this community. So it would be a tremendous feat for us to get there with this very young team. I mean, it wasn't long ago that people were talking about us not even being a playoff team this year, and here we are with this young sophomore and freshman-laden team, you know, trying to make a run at this thing. So it's exciting, but quite honestly, the first step starts Saturday, and we're going to have to really play well to beat this Hofstra team.
Petro, thank you. Good luck, and hopefully we'll see you in the finals on Memorial Day.
Well, that would be great. I hope we're talking then, and thanks for having me on this morning.
Sure. It's Dan Petromala, great coach at Johns Hopkins, two-time national champ.